welcome, welcome to another episode of Life Between the Young Eye. I'm your host, Sid, and I'm back with another episode. Thank you guys for joining me. For those that did, highly appreciate it, the support. But as you read by the topic of what we're going to get into today, AI and education. I don't know what I titled it. Maybe I titled AI versus education. I'm not sure which one I titled it. But anyway, yeah, we're gonna discuss this today. I mean, as we know, AI has, I wouldn't say it's taken over, but it has progressed over the past 5 years or so. It has progressed very much so, in a good way and in a bad way. But specifically in education, I feel like it has its up and downs. And in my personal opinion, I do not think AI should belong in the education system. Now, don't get me wrong, there are pros as to having it in the system, but my cons, my personal opinion, I don't think it should. But we're going to get straight to the facts as to, you know, the cons, the pros, and the comprehensive arguments against it in general. And you can have your thoughts, share your thoughts, or share with other people that may agree with you, whatever. But obviously, I mean, AI, it can help identify learning patterns in the education system and customize educational content to match that student's need. Thereby, it will ensure that each student gets the most out of their learning experience. So, which is good, because one teacher can't help every student at the same time. That's just humanly impossible. But with AI, obviously, it can do that, and it can structure around the child's educational or mental adjustments or educational adjustment. Maybe they're not good at this particular subject. Maybe they're not good at this particular problem or arithmetic that they're talking about in that during that time. And what AI can do is just structure to what this child needs to focus on mostly and what they need to improve on in order to excel in the future, which is great. Don't get me wrong there. It is amazing. And it also frees up teachers' time having to, you know, I wouldn't say it's a bad thing to help the student or stay, you know, after school to help the student, but it also helps it relieves stress from the teacher by having that secondhand help, if that makes sense. But yeah, don't get me wrong, it's great and all. However, there are more cons to this than pros. That is just my opinion. One of them being it lacks human touch, essential for nurturing student-teacher relationships. If you replace AI with a human touch, with a human teacher, you have no social interaction, no emotional interaction, no trust. You can't build that relationship with the robot as much as you can with the teacher. And that teacher can implement and can change that kid's life, right? AI, yes, it can help, obviously, from a educational standpoint, but from a emotional standpoint, you just can't do it. You know, there's no human, I don't know. You just can't feel it. I don't know. I mean, I'm not in school, you know, at the moment, so I can't, relate to it as much. But I can only imagine, especially for a five-year-old, you know what I mean? Like, especially at those early stages, you need a human touch. You need teachers. You need physical human beings, not AI. But that's just me. Data privacy. All your information is out there, right? It's handling all this student sensitive information, right? And it's just out there for anybody to grab, you know? For example, let's just say a student's dyslexic or has issues reading, right? Or is failing drastically. That AI has that information. And it could publicize it. It could have an error. Just publicize it everywhere. You know, and that child can feel some type of way about that because that child doesn't want their information out there, doesn't want their privacy out there for everyone to see. That's embarrassing, right? I mean, that's just bad for anybody, right? But especially for a child. And I do not think that is right. They should get rid of AI. Don't fully get rid of it, right? Just eliminate some parts, which I guess is kind of hard to do when I think about it. But furthermore, it can inherit biases, you know, leading to unfair or skewed educational outcomes, right? And which is not really fair to the children, because this it's been going on for years, but you're kind of putting kids to compete with each other, and it's going to come to a point where they're not really learning to learn or to better themselves, right? They're just doing it to see who can get the better grade, who can basically win, who's the quote-unquote smartest, you know what I mean? You're not really learning. You're just remembering it for a temporary time, and then right after it's over, you forget about it. It doesn't resonate. It doesn't stick with you. That just defeats the whole purpose of learning, in my opinion. But I don't know. It's, like I said, it's not bad. It's not bad whatsoever. It has more benefits than what I said earlier, but me personally, I couldn't do it. And I think the primary argument against the use of AI in education, it really centers around the impact on, like I said earlier, I'm going to bring it up again, student-teacher relationships. Personal interaction is crucial for motivating students and understanding their challenges. And that is something AI cannot replicate. Over-reliance on technology, right? It can erode the thinking skills that students need, critical thinking skills. We're going to need that after we graduate high school. Because after high school, we can't rely on AI to get us a job interview or to set us up with a business or to help us with our taxes. They can help us to an extent, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to think on that for yourself, right? But, I mean, students, they're going to become passive receivers of this information. And basically what I mean by that is just they're just going to absorb the information without engaging in the learning experience. So they're getting the information, right? But they're not getting it in the way that they should. And additionally, right, that will lead to the potential for AI to foster a dependency on technology, which is a significant concern, which is hindering the development of independent problem-solving skills. So in other words, if we rely on this artificial intelligence so much, we'll forget how to think for ourselves, right? The brain physically, it will become weaker. We will lose common sense, basically getting dumber, if I'm being quite frank. We're going to get dumber by relying on this so much, because instead of writing the problem out or writing it down yourself or typing it yourself, you could just say, hey, Google. Oh, I just activated my Google. Go back to sleep. We could say, hey, Siri. Dang it, just activated my iPhone. You could say all these things, and you could get the answer just then. Or we could read books. But hey, what do I know? I don't know anything. But I don't know, man. I'm trashing on AI. I'm being very biased. This is a very biased topic for me. It's not all that bad. It's really not. I'm just giving it crap. But it's still my personal opinion. I still don't think that AI should be in education. And this could lead to other factors, right, of having AI in the education. One, it could, I don't know. You can't build social skills. There's no social skills in that aspect. And I really feel like that's really important, because we live in a world where it's every man for themselves, and I really hate to say that, but it is. And AI is not going to be there for you when you need someone emotionally or physically, or you need someone to talk to, or someone has bullied you in school. What is AI going to do? Stop them? No. You need that connection. You need a human to have these conversations with. And I just don't think you can get that from AI. But I mean, and another dark side of AI is, one, over time, I feel like it's going to take over. I truly feel like AI is going to take over. Maybe not in the next 10 years, but I can definitely see AI taking just over everything. It's including education, just over everything. But 20 years from now, 20, 25 years from now, I feel like we're going to be 100% relied, or we're going to rely on it 100% 25 years from now. And it's sad to say that. I shouldn't be saying that, but I am, because of the world that we are, but the world that we are currently living in, and the human brain is just going to get so ignorant and so dull, we're not even going to know who we are anymore ourselves. We're not even going to know who ourselves are anymore. We're going to rely on a little robot. And I don't want that for my future. I don't want that for my kids' future. I don't know if I want kids, but I do. If I do have kids, I definitely don't want that for them. If anything, I will want them to have a better education than I did. And the only way for that to happen is when we need to switch the education system. That's a whole nother conversation and topic itself. We're not going to talk about that right now. But it won't improve with AI. We're going to become little soldiers, little robots ourselves. And we don't need that. None of us need that. And don't get me wrong, like I said, AI does have its pros. It can help teachers. It can help students differentiate what they need to be helped on specifically. And it can construct a sound. I don't know what this the word I'm looking for. It can construct a curriculum for that specific student, right? Which is all fine and dandy, but we don't need to rely on that 24/7. And I get it. The world is moving so fast, and we're trying to keep up with it. And AI is helping us keep up with that. But we also can't get lost in it, if that makes sense. We don't need to get lost into it. My apologies about that. I had to cut short because apparently I have a meeting I need to get to. So we're going to come to a conclusion to this. I sincerely apologize. Should have chose a better time to upload this podcast or to talk about the situation. Definitely forgot I have a meeting to get to. But in conclusion, to AI in education, I mean, while it does offer, you know, benefits in the educational sector, the drawbacks, particularly in terms of personal interaction and critical thinking, right? Still good. No harm there. It is essential to balance the two, the technological advancements with the irreplaceable human element. In other words, we cannot 100% get rid of humans. Matter of fact, we shouldn't get rid of them at all. We should be doing the opposite. But hey, this is the conclusion. So, just my opinion. However, it should be utilized to an extent to have that balance, right? In anything. That's not just with AI education. You need to have balance in everything. So hopefully this has helped you to maybe have a better outlook or a different perspective of AI in education. For those of you that are in school, elementary, middle, high school, college, keep doing what you do. Keep building social connections, interactions with humans, because it 100% benefit you in the future. You may not see it now, but it will. You can use AI in the meantime, but only when it's necessary. Like if you absolutely need it, if you're going to fail a test, you need it last minute, use AI. But do not rely on it, because one day it will turn on you. But that is just my opinion. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this wonderful episode of this topic. And if you did, I'll be grateful if you shared it with your family and friends. If not, let me know what I can do better. I love constructive criticism. That's how I learn. But anyway, remember to stay humble and to stay hopeful. And I will see you in the next episode. Peace.